believes that children's inner moral code needs to be considered and used as a valuable yardstick. She doesn't make childhood an idyllic and protected space. In many of her stories, and in The Illustrated Mum in particular, she shows that it is often both difficult and at times unhappy. Her children, like those in fairy stories, make good things happen for themselves, despite the bad circumstances they find themselves in. But in the best traditions of children's books, this is a story of survival against adversity. It encourages children to see the world as it is and to recognise and not be frightened by the oddities or blemishes within it. Above all, it propels them towards growing up and celebrates doing so. Armed with that, I think they may do better than those who hungrily search for perpetual childhood in the Never Never Land.
This evening's essay in our series Happily Ever After was written and presented by Julia Eccleshare. The series is a unique production for BBC Radio 3 and it was first broadcast in February last year. Well, tomorrow night, in the last in the series, Michael Rosen will be looking at the changing role of the parent in children's literature, drawing on a book by Mary Martha Sherwood. BBC Radio 3, it's 11 o'clock now, time for Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
Я ж посею в ліні люс, я мажу чуз дізді люс. Ох, тандар-вандар, шишки-бришки, чинчир-вінчир-віргір'ян. Я мажу чуз дізді люс. Єрежді гоління ляй, я мажу чуз дізді лі. Ох, тандар-вандар, шишки-бришки, чинчир-вінчир-віргір'ян. Я мажу чуз дізді лі. Єрежав гоління ляй, я мажу чуз дізді лі. Ох, тандар-вандар, шишки-брешки, чинчир-винчир-виргир'ян, няма жуча дідялі. Єрнурове у ліня люс, няма жучу з дідялюс. Ох, тандар-вандар, шишки-брешки, чинчир-винчир-виргир'ян, няма жучу з дідялюс. Єр поклоє у ліня люс, няма жучу з дідялюс. Ох, тандар-вандар, шишки-брешки, чинчир-винчир-виргир'ян, няма жучу зідялюс. Ір паємя у ліня люс, няма жучу зідялюс. Ох, тандар-вандар, шишки-брішки, чинчир-вінчир-віргір'ян, няма жучу зідялюс. Ір шміня у ліня люс, няма жучу зідялюс. Ох, тандар-вандар, шишки-брішки, чинчир-вінчир-віргір'ян, няма жучу зідялюс. Ір сувярпя у ліня люс, няма жучу зідялюс. Ох, тандар-вандар, шишки-брішки, чинчир-вінчир-віргір'ян, няма жучу зідялюс.
Well, that's a traditional working song from Lithuania recorded in the 1950s, Sowing the Flax. And the singer was credited on the sleeve note only by her initial, M. Grakauskienė, who was born in 1896. And from me, Fiona Talkington, welcome to Late Junction. From Lithuania to the Basque Country. And first of all, music from the Chalapata tradition. Vertical sticks, played by the virtuosic and imaginative duo Oreka TX. And then the sound of the trikitisha, which isn't just an accordion, but a word also used to describe the music of accordion or melodeon and tambourine.
Thank you.
Music from the Basque Country. First of all, from the duo Oreka TX playing the chalapata. Just watching them and their virtuosity on those vertical sticks is indeed something to behold. They actually played live on Lake Junction from Glasgow some years ago, having been out to a local hardware store to buy themselves a couple of good lengths of stick. And then the sound of the Basque trikitisha and a very young accordion player who has since those early recordings become an ambassador for this music, Kepa Hunkera. Now, another track today from a new CD called The Liberty to Choose, a selection of songs from the new Penguin Book of English Folk Songs, which was published last year. And I'm featuring it all this week, marking Radio 3's British Music Month. This version of The Cruel Mother came from a Birmingham Irish singer called Cecilia Costello, and it's sung on this new CD by Lucy Ward.
There was a lady that lived in York, all alone and alone, she proved with child by your own father's clock, down by a green wood side, she leaned her back against an oak, all alone and alone, she thought three times that her back would be broke down by the green wood side, as she was walking down her father's lawn, all alone and alone, there her fine sons they were born, down by a green wood side, she pulled out her long penknife, all alone. she took away their lives down by a greenwood side, years went by, and one summer's morn, all alone and alone, she saw three boys, they were playing bat and ball, down by a greenwood side, oh, my fine boys, if you were mine, all alone and alone, I'd dress you up in silk so fine, down by a greenwood side, oh, mother dear, when we were thine, all alone and alone, you did not dress us in silk so fine, down by a greenwood side, you pulled out your long penknife, all alone and alone, and there you took away our lives, down by a greenwood side, oh, my boys, what will become of me? All alone and alone, you'll be 7 long years a bird in a tree, down by a greenwood side, you'll be 7 long years a tongue in a bell, all alone and alone, and 7 long years a porter in hell, down by a greenwood side,
thank you.
I don't know if you remember, when I came back from Iceland in February, I was telling you about a composer who was writing a piece based on the knitting pattern for a traditional Icelandic shawl. Maybe you heard my interview with her on the BBC World Service or over on Radio 4. Well, that actually wasn't her shawl piece, but a Greek-inspired piece by the Icelandic composer Hafdís Bjarnadóttir, following on from Lucy Ward and the ballad The Cruel Mother, which comes from a new CD based on songs from the new Penguin Book of English Folk Songs, which I've been featuring throughout this week as part of Radio 3's month-long celebration of British music. There's an Icelandic link to the next piece I'm going to play as well, from an album mixed by Bedroom Community's Ben Frost at Greenhouse Studios in Reykjavik. The album's by sax player Colin Stetson, with vocals by Bon Iver's Justin Vernon, in the old Washington Phillips blues number, What Are They Doing in Heaven Today?
What are they doing in heaven today? We're singing sorrow are all gone away. Peace and bounds like the river they say. But what are they doing in out there? There's some whose hearts were burdened with care, and they paid for a moment to fight and in tears, but they clung to the cross with a trembling fear. What are they doing there now? There's some whose bodies were full of disease. Physicians and doctors couldn't give them much ease, and they suffered till death brought a final relief. What are they doing there now? What are they doing in heaven today? Singing sorrow all the way. Peace is bound like a river, they say. This is someone who's poor and often despised. They look to heaven with tear-blinded eyes. People who are healers and deaf to their cries. What are they doing in heaven today? Singing sorrow on the way. But peace around like a river, they say. What are they doing there now? What are they doing?
All that is good flies heavenwards. You no longer have the need for doorways or windows. Above the flowery roof, pure night, and a bird sings on the grave. That was In Memoriam by the Latvian composer Pēteris Plakidis, setting words by the Latvian poet Bronislava Matuševa, who died last year. She was once imprisoned in a Siberian camp, and she was a staunch fighter for her homeland. Rupert Goff conducted the Choir of Royal Holloway on a CD which is out next week, and which also features a piece by Tonu Korvitz called Craig's Notebook, and the CD features the Britten Sinfonia as well. Just before that, Colin Stetson and Justin Vernon with their version of the Washington Phillips spiritual, What Are They Doing in Heaven Today? I'm Fiona Talkington, you're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. 1970, the sound of Mr. Fox. That was from the album Mr. Fox and a song called Rip Van Winkle. And if you'd like details of any of the pieces I'm playing here on Late Junction, you'll find them on the Late Junction playlist via the Radio 3 website or drop us an email to late.junction@bbc.co.uk. ESP is a band led by guitarist Espen Jørgensen Bjarne, and their album called Ambiguous Play was out just a few weeks ago. Espen's on guitar, Arne Torvik on keyboards, Dan Peter Sundland on bass and Thomas Jarmir on drums. And this is a piece they've called Møllenberg, which is an area of Trondheim where they studied.
Thank you.
I do like that. A quartet called ESP, led by the guitarist Espen Jørgensen-Bjarne. And that was Muhlenberg from their album Ambiguous Play. In 1976, John Bailey was in Kabul, where he met the tabla player Mohammad Asif Mahmoud. After playing together for years, John playing the Afghan rabab, a type of plucked lute, Asif went to California to record and to teach tabla to young Afghans living there. Well, here they all are, with John Harrelson joining in playing tambura in the rag Madhubanti. Thank you.
oft veist ég að selver skaut. Eins og hinn að allt byður eftir þinni vissu braut.
Icelandic teenagers Samaris released their first UK single this month, Góða Tungl. It's called Good Moon, a setting of a 19th century Icelandic poem. And before that, the Rag Madhubanti from the album From Kabul to California by John Bailey on Afghan Rubab, Asif Mahmood on tabla and John Harrelson on tanbura. Ligeti's setting of the Lux Aeterna, written in 1966, is for 16 solo singers. Gentle clusters and harmonic shifts illuminating this text from the Requiem Mass in a powerful way. May eternal light shine upon them, O Lord. The Kronos Quartet, the Finnish accordionist Kimmo Pohjonen and percussionist and live sampler Samuli Kosminen. That comes from their project Unico, which they've worked together on for getting on for 10 years now. But they bring it to the UK for the first time in September, when they'll be at the Barbican on the 18th. And they followed on from Ligeti's Lux Aeterna, the singers from the Schola Heidelberg, conducted by Walter Nussbaum. Well, we're back in Iceland again now for a new album from the iconic Bedroom community label in Reykjavik. This time, the music of Nico Muhly is showcased by the British organist James McVinney. And on this track, Nico's beaming music, he's joined by percussionist Chris Thompson as well.
Thank you.
James McVinney and Chris Thompson playing Nico Muhly's Beaming Music. That's from a new album called Cycles, which is out later this summer on the Bedroom Community label. Well, nearly time for me to go. Tomorrow night in World on 3, Lopa Kotari introduces a session by Goran Bregovic, and Nick Luscombe will be presenting Late Junction over the next couple of weeks. I'm going to end tonight with music by the improvising quartet Moringa, who bring the sounds of sax and clarinet, percussion, guitar, zither, singing bowls and tuba to their musical palette. Klaus Ellison Holm, Tor Hauguru, Kim Mir and Martin Taxt. This is a number called Silk Road. Until next time, from me, Fiona Talkington, good night.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. And for this opening hour and a half tonight, another of Through the Night's visits to the 2011 Chopin International Piano Festival, this recital with the American pianist Sarah Danishpour in a wide-ranging programme, Prokofiev's Seventh Sonata and pieces by Schumann, Scarlatti, Franck and Rachmaninoff. But she begins with Joseph Haydn, his Sonata No. 38 in F major, one of a set of sonatas Haydn wrote in 1773. The set issued in Vienna, Haydn's first publication in the city, in fact. Haydn never lost his joy in the world, and his music is a reminder, perhaps, that we shouldn't either.
Thank you. Thank you.